Welcome, my friends. Yes, start of another fun-filled week. It is Monday, March the 5th. Welcome to another edition of The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Interesting day, to say the least, with Bibi Netanyahu visiting Barack Obama in the White House. Not being an analyst on body language, just a partial observer, I'd have to say the relationship looks decidedly frosty. And so how did Wall Street react to Washington? A bit of a yawn. Dow, once again, failing to crack 13,000, closed down 14 at 12,962. NASDAQ off 25 at 2,950. Much to the disappointment of many, Apple stock declined. The U.S. dollar was marginally weaker by one basis point. Dollar index ended the day at 79.35. Crude oil closed higher by 43 cents at 107.15. There was no reaction to a report of another attack on the Egyptian-Israeli gas pipeline. This is the 13th attack since January the 11th, but didn't have an impact on crude oil prices nor the debate in Washington. Gold gave up $4.60 to end the day at $17.07. Silver weaker by 73 cents at $34.10. Platinum and palladium both lower, in large part based on projected slower economic growth coming out of China. Yeah, they're not growing at 9% anymore. It's back down to 7%. Oh, what a bummer. And the mining index, weaker by 430 basis points. XAU closed at 189.92. Take this quick break. Be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack, When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. So, did anything really important happen, financially speaking, today? Not really. Although traders on the floor were a little disappointment with a statement that was issued today by Dallas Fed Chief Mr. Fisher. While giving a speech, he mentioned that he is perplexed with the Wall Street fetish with quantitative easing and is downright disgusted with the addiction to the monetary morphine that the Fed has been doling out since the financial panic of 2008 and 2009. He concluded by saying, "I believe adding the accommodative doses we have applied rather than beginning to wean the patient off the morphine might be the equivalent of medical malpractice." You know, I get a lot of emails sometime, and I can tell that a lot of people are frustrated with the action taking place in the gold and the silver markets. And in large part, they point fingers at the cheering brigade that are interviewed many times and reported on here by Eric King of King World News. As you know, of the last few weeks, a number of respected analysts have been making predictions for where the price of gold and silver are going to go. And let me just remind you, nobody has a crystal ball. And everything they say is the best guess. And as I've often said, it's always dangerous to put a timeline on a prediction. Some predictions have more weight and over time are proven true, like John Embry's prediction that you will not see gold trading below $1,500. Well, he did that many months ago. And while gold is still trading $200 above $1,500, I'd have to say that his prediction has panned out. But he didn't put a timeline or a date certain. Jim Sinclair, on the other hand, last week, unfortunately, before the Wednesday Leap Day massacre, was calling for $60 plus silver in March. Well, March is here, and we haven't seen $60 silver yet. Well, bear this in mind. We still have 3 weeks to go in the month of March. And as you know, there are certain events that are still going to play out that we don't know what the repercussions are going to be. And so anything could happen this month. The Greek debt situation has just been buried conveniently for the time being. But those within the financial community, whether it's on this side of the pond or in Europe, are increasingly nervous about the significance of a Greek default. And what it will mean for a majority of European banks and the contagion effect of the effect it'll have on U.S. banks. Well, we are no closer to a resolution on that than we were a week ago. All eyes this week, obviously, are focused on, as is usually the case in the first week of the month, on the Friday's jobs report. And we can look at the smackdown in gold and silver last week as just more of the same that for those of us that pay very close attention to gold and silver on a daily basis, we've seen this many times over the past 12 years. I mean, the fact that central banks chose to intervene when silver had broken out on massive volume and gold was on the verge of a breakout is not surprising, because the situation is getting desperate, and they had to intervene at that point or things were going to get out of control. And as I've said many times before, gold and silver are simply a barometer on people's faith in fiat currency. And obviously, as the price of gold and silver climb higher, it's just simply an indication that people have more faith in real money than they do in fiat money. Louis Yamada, way back in the beginning of December, accurately predicted of silver's technical resistance and area of base support. She at the time said if silver could launch an attack of $37 and maintained above that upper band of resistance, it stood a good chance of testing $40. Well, we saw what happened last week. The smashdown happened as silver breached $37. And now we see it's come back to its baseline support at $34, just as she said it would. Gold seems to have established solid support at $1,700. And I don't buy into any of the speculators out there talking about $1,500 gold. I think that floor is well established and will not be violated. I mean, just remember this. Gold has a 5,000-year history of being money. And this present experimental system of currencies backed by nothing except government promises has only been around 40 years. It will go the same way as every other attempt by central planners to use paper as money. In the past, paper currency was inevitably destroyed, but gold has always survived the test of time. Nothing is going to change, my friends. It's just the timeline that you have in your own mind's eye. This is not rocket science. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This Monday. So when we try and predict the future, we look at things we know and things we don't know. Well, this is what we know. We know in 2 weeks Greece is going to meet its drop-dead date, where it's either going to come up with a lot of cash or default. Ramifications of that are pretty horrendous for the world's banking systems. We also know that there's a high degree of probability that the tensions in the Middle East are going to escalate. Judging by today's meeting with Obama and Netanyahu, the lines are drawn. Obama seemed to be stalling for time by promising Israel that the U.S. has its back. At the same time, it's talking about diplomacy efforts with Iran, which is a stretch in and of itself, because with the increased sanctions that the U.S. and Europe has imposed on Iran, the economy in Iran has taken a severe hit. And you could witness that by the recent elections in Iran, where Binjad obviously has lost out to the radical clerics. And so I guess because the U.S. was intent on regime change in Iran, they better be careful what they wish for, because the power players in Iran now seem to be much more hard-lined than under Ahmadinejad. So efforts at diplomacy to resolve the situation, I think, are a non-starter. And Bibi Netanyahu's statements today that he is committed to protecting the state of Israel by all means necessary, and pretty much indicating that if Israel feels that, one, the U.S. will not respond militarily to curtailing Iran's nuclear program, then Israel, using the self-defense argument, will take matters into its own hands. Now, that being said, Iran is not going to sit by quietly and subject itself to punishment from Israel without retaliation. What form that retaliation is going to take is anybody's guess. But there's a high degree of likelihood that there will be a disruption in the supply of crude oil going through the Strait of Hormuz. A number of prominent oil analysts have predicted that any disruption, no matter how short-lived, with the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz, could send the price of crude oil somewhere close to $400 a barrel. I don't even want to think what that would mean at the gas pump.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com. To find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim. The best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
To the flip side for this Monday. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Chicago. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Robbie. How are you today?
Great, brother.
Two questions. What about the hammering we took with our stocks today? And also, was Andrew Breitbart truly a hero, or was he just a shill for the neocons?
Yeah, I never liked him. He always struck me as being a typical neoconservative wannabe defender of Israel at every opportunity he could. So,
was he Jewish?
I don't know if he was Jewish, but if he wasn't, he certainly was greatly influenced by Zionism's ideology.
Yeah, that's a shame, because I think he really, I think he was snuffed out the way it appears anyway.
Well, I mean, that's irrespective of whether he was or whether he wasn't. You know, we may find out if they ever release his autopsy results, but, you know, he wasn't, if he was rubbed out, it wasn't because he was anti-Israel.
Well, it might have been just because of the Obama heirs axis, because Ayers and Dorn, he boasted that he ate with them and everything, and there was no love lost, that's for sure.
But yeah, who knows?
But anyway, what about our hammering? They're really really knocking us down here. A couple of my stocks are down 20% in a week.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you get an orchestrated smashdown. Everything goes down accordingly. But it is without question done whenever the moneyed interests get a little nervous. And they were getting nervous with the Greek default and with gold and silver breaking through overhead resistance. They had to do something.
Well, they sure did. And I'll tell you, they have a double smash down within less than a week is really something. I've never seen anything like that.
That's why it's always advantageous to have dry powder sitting on the sideline, so you know you can take advantage of cheap prices.
Oh yeah, well I just switched horses on Friday. I jumped out of some of my Gold Corp, not a whole lot, but I bought into Pretium, and Pretium was smashed down big time today. So it's like, you know, six and one and a half a dozen the other. We would have lost on either end. But you know, I can't believe these stocks, especially Agnico Eagle. I mean, just you know, literally less than half of what it was a year ago, you know. And it's just... unfortunate sure, for people holding that in their portfolio.
Yeah, but it's all relative, brother.
Well, we'll see what happens in the near future. But I'm really glad that you gave me a heads up with Andrew Breitbart, because I'm sure that if he were alive, that he would have been one of the major speakers at that APEC deal. If he would have survived, then he would have been.
The contingent of Zionists heaped praise on him at the convention. He was remembered by them affectionately. You can see glowing reports in various Jewish publications to his passing. So, he was just another shill for Israel. Pretty much the same way as Alex Jones is a shrill for Israel.
Well, Alex Jones, I think he tries to be more even-handed with it, but...
No, he doesn't. He's blatantly biased in his...
Do you think they've gotten to him? I mean, threatening him? Because he was more...
If you go to my website, I have an interesting article which I stumbled across over the weekend that I found of interest, and I have it posted on my website. It's from Truth and News. You can take that source for what it's worth. Headline reads, Alex Jones, Stratfor Connection and the Murder of Andrew Breitbart.
Wow, that's something. What about James Turk and his predictions about silver in the month of February going and glimmering? That really hurt. I was hoping that he'd be right.
No, James Turk made his prediction that we are going to see silver trading somewhere south of $60 to $70 within 2 to 3 months. And last time I checked, he's still holding with that prediction.
Well, let's hope that he's right. That's all I can say.
He's just making his best guess based on the information that he has at his disposal. And I think his... predictions over the years have been more right than wrong.
Well, Mr. Sprott and him, thankful that they're out there, as well as I'm thankful that you're on the air and that you give us heads up with all that. And thank you so much for allowing me to be on.
All right, man.
Bye-bye now.
All right. You know, we might as well talk about this, considering we're talking about Breitbart, because I haven't really commented on it, just because I didn't see any point on it. But the fallout from statements that Rush Limbaugh made a few days ago about a young lady who testified about her support of contraception. And what's interesting is that a lot of advertisers have pulled their support for his show. And in large part, this was done because of, obviously, they were offended by Russia's actions. But here's something I didn't know. Let's say, for instance, you are offended by what the state of Israel is doing to the Palestinians. And you want to boycott Israeli products or call for the boycott of Israeli firms. Did you know that it is illegal to do so in the United States? Going back a few years, when the Arab League tried to boycott Jewish interests, which started as early as the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948, in response to the Arab boycott of Israel, Congress passed a law creating the Office of Anti-Boycott Compliance within the Department of Commerce in 1977. The law prohibits U.S. persons from taking certain actions in support of an unsanctioned foreign boycott because a country that is friendly to the United States. And because Israel is an ally of the United States, the U.S. government prohibits the calls for boycotts. But that's exactly what happened in the Rush Limbaugh case. So you wonder why people aren't asking this question. Well, if it's okay for companies to boycott the Rush Limbaugh show, why is it illegal for Americans to boycott trade with Israel? Just a little snippet of information. I was shocked and amazed to find out today, just as I was over the weekend, and I guess it just goes to show how the mainstream media fails in its responsibility to keep citizens informed but rather dealing with fluff issues like what Rush Limbaugh said or didn't say that offended a large group of people. Well, while we were being distracted with the fluff, H.R. 347 slipped through Congress without anybody noticing. H.R. 347 is the Federal Restricted Buildings and Grounds Improvement Act of 2011 has just been passed. This makes it a federal offense with imprisonment of at least up to 1 year for any unauthorized person to enter or remain in a building or the grounds where the Secret Service is present or where there is an event designated as a special event of national significance. Since the Senate has already passed this, it is now a felony to have a demonstration near presidential candidates or a visiting head of state such as Benjamin Netanyahu. In fact, it's a felony to even be on the grounds where they are temporarily visiting, say at a campaign stop. And even if you don't yet know that, this has now become an off-limits area. By the way, among events that have been designated as special event of national significance are the Super Bowl and the Democratic and Republican National Conventions. The bill passed 388-3. Now it awaits Obama's, no doubt, willing signature. And so there were a lot of nervous Nellies gathered outside of the AIPAC Convention Center because some folks aren't sure if that would be one of those designated areas. I remember the Clinton administration started those no speech zones when it came to the million moms marches against the Second Amendment in Clinton's last few years. Didn't go over too well at the time. So there's something going on. And as I said, you know, when you take it all in together, the deadline for the Greek bailout, the possible strike on Iran, you have to say that all these events have a better than a 50-50 chance of happening in the next 60 to 90 days. Anyway, we'll take a break and be right back.
media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
To the flip side, I guess I want to leave you with this. In light of everybody talking about the SmackDown last week, that the COMEX is manipulated. All financial markets are manipulated, my friends. It's just the way it is. It's a corrupt system. It's a fraud, and that's pretty much what Bill Bonner wrote recently in the Daily Reckoning. He had this to say about the whole system. Democracy and capitalism as practiced in the U.S. and in many other parts of the world is a fraud. It's just a way for the insiders to scam money and power from the outsiders by pretending that the voters are in charge. American democracy, circa 2012, has no more in common with real democracy than American capitalism has in common with real capitalism. Both are degenerate, corrupt, and geriatric. Strong words from Bill Bonner, but it's true. And so you have to develop a quasi-thick skin and just ride through these macerations in the marketplace. Because ultimately, when all is said and done, real money will survive. It has for 5,000 years. It's not going to start letting down those who have faith in it anytime soon. And its price is only regulated by the money masters who control it. But at some point in time, these people will lose control, and it's Katie bar the door. It comes back to that little world called trust. And what the money masters don't know how to do is instill trust and confidence in fiat currency. Can never do it. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Cutting Through the Matrix with Alan Watt, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.